Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the previous shiur. We saw the diuk from Tosfos. Tosfos Dibra Maschil Dekaima, Kitten Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. That at the end they say, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that even according to Rabbi Meir, who requires Eidim for the Chasima, Eide Chasima Karsi, nevertheless he also requires Eidim at the end, B'shas Nesinas Haget, because Ein Dever Shever Pachos Mishnayim. Mashma that until that point, Tosfos was learning themselves, not Rabbeinu Tam, that you don't need Eidim for the actual passing over of the get. It's just enough that you have the Eidei Chasima, but how can that be? Why is it different than Kesef or Bia that you need Eidim? And we explained at some length that the only way to create a Shtar Kenyan is by making a Kenyan. And therefore, the moment they sign, according to Rav Meir, that Eidei Chasima Karsi, the moment they sign the get, there is already a kinyan. There's already a gerushin. The only thing is that you also need him to give it to her, because we have a rule that it's a chov, ein chavin l'adam el lefana. So just the signatures alone don't finish it off, because it's a chov, it's not. But if it would be a schus, then just the signatures alone would be enough. And therefore, Tosfos was learning until Rabbeinu Tam that just by them signing the get, that already makes the gerushin. And Mimela, you don't need two people to witness the Nesinas HaGet. You have two people, B'shas Chalos HaGerushin, which is when he signed it. And the two people giving it and then handing it over to her, that's just to avoid the problem of Ein Chodem Eladim Elefanov, that it's not a schus. But if it would be a schus, then just signing it would be enough completely. And since it's not a schus, it has to be given to her. But the etzem gerushin is already made when you sign it. And we explain this with Abaye, that holds Eidim Chasum of Zakenlo, which is a takanas chachamim according to Reb Elazar, and that's why he holds Eidim Chasim Akarsi, because he holds that when you sign it, it's really nothing, you're not making a kinyan, and therefore the Eidim Chasum of Zakenlo is just a takanas chachamim, and since you're not making a kinyan, it may la Eidim Masir Akarsi and Eidim Chasim. That's all according to Reb Elazar, but according to Reb Meir, when they just signing a shtar is enough to make the kinyan. So Ad Kan is synopsis of the previous shiur. We can add that in Maseches Kedushin, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz in his Shiurim explains that in the din of Ein Dover Shever Pachos Mishnayim, the Kiyuma de Milsa, to be Mekayim, you need Dover Shever, you need two for Eide Kiyum. There are two aspects to it. Number one, I hope we have a shiur on this to explain this more. Number one is that mitzad etzem hamaisa shel dover sheve'erva yun eidim l'tokvo b'kiyumo, without eidim it's not considered a maisa. That's mitzad the etzem maisa. And you also need two, mitzad the dinim that come out of the maisa, that you need eidim for the chalos. So he explained there, this is in Simen Yud Gimel of the Shari Chaim and Anaf Beis, that these two are fundamentally different. That when the etzem maisa needs eidim, you require eidim b'shas maisa. But where the chalos needs eidim, it's enough to have eidim even afterwards. Ayin sham in that delicious shir that he gave. So now it would appear that we can say that even according to Tosfos, that we don't require eidei chasima. Even according to Tosfos, that Eidei Chasim, according to Rebbe Lazar, are not enough, that you need Dafka Eidei Mesira. Eidei Chasim cannot supplant the Eidei Mesira. As we explained in the previous shir, Shittas Haran and Perek HaMegaresh, is that Eidei Chasim are considered like Eidei Mesira, but according to Tosfos, that they're not. And therefore, according to Rebbe Lazar, you would need Dafka Eidei Chasim, Eidei Mesira. Nevertheless, everybody agrees that from the Eidei Chasima, there is a hochacha on the Mesira. If you have Eidei Chasima on this get, that proves that it was given over to her. That's why they signed it. Just, according to Tosfos, that to create the shtar, that's not enough. You need Eidim Mamish, and it's not enough to have a hochacha, it's not enough to have a proof on the Mesira. You need Eidim Mamish for the Mesira. But according to Reb Meir, Tosfos holds that since mitzad etzem maisa hagerishin, you don't need Eidim b'shas nesina, because the maisa is b'shas hachasima, like we explained. And on this, it's enough to have Eidei Chasima, Sheheimim Eidei Asiyas HaGerishim. Just that you need Eidim B'Shas Nesina Mitzat Chalois Din Gerishim. That's Chal B'Shas Nesina. There Tosfos holds it's enough if you have a Hochacha and you don't need Eidim Mamish. And the reason is that Hochacha is not enough for Kiyum HaDavar. It's because the essence of a hochacha is only when the nidon comes before the beizdin and not b'shas maisa. And therefore, a hochacha isn't good for kiyuma de milsa because it's not b'shas maisa hochacha. It's only when the nidon comes before the beizdin. You need eidus l'kiyume b'shas maisa. And the meila l'inyan hachalos, that yediyas ha'edim that is afterwards is enough, their hochacha is also enough. What you need for the etzem maisa, that needs to be b'shas maisa. But since we proved that for the ein davar sheber erva, as far as the chalos is concerned, that can be la'achar maisa, yediyah la'achar maisa, therefore yediyah la'achar maisa helps. All you need is a hochacha La'achar Maisa. Since Le'inyan HaChalos, them knowing afterwards is fine, so Hochacha is also fine. Why is a Hochacha no good for a Kiyum? Because Hochacha is not B'Shas Maisa, Hochacha is for afterwards. But if according to Reb Meir, all you need B'Shas Maisa are the Chasimas, so for afterwards, you don't mamish need Eidim. Just like the idea of the Eidim for afterwards would be enough. Also, Hochacha is enough. And Rabbeinu Tam was Mechadesh that Hochacha is less. Hochacha is gru'ah, is less effective than Eidus that is afterwards. Because yes, Eidus that comes afterwards is enough to be mekayim the chalos, but you need eidim. That far he doesn't go. Hochach alone is not enough for the kiyum of the chalos, and that's really the machlokas between the two deis and Tosfos. According to Tosfos themselves, in the first, before we got to Rabbeinu Tam, so it's enough for the hochacha that you have. You don't need Eidim for the hochacha. You don't need Eidim. All you need is a proof. Proof is enough. And therefore, if you have a signed shtar, gerishin, in this woman's hand, so that's proof that it was given over in front of Eidei Mesira. That's proof that this get was given. You don't even need Eidim B'Shas HaMesira. That's proof that this is a valid get. Because he signed it. So since the get is signed, that already creates the gerishin. The only thing is that it's not a schusver, it's a chova. So it needs to be So it needs to be given over to her. Seder. It needs to be given to her, but you don't need Eidim for that. You don't need Eidim b'shas hanesina. All you need is Eidim for the Shas HaGerushin. And what's the Shas HaGerushin? The Shas HaGerushin is when the get is signed. So that's according to Tosfos. And Rabbeinu Tam says, no. That far we don't go. You're right that for the Chalos, all you need, even the idea of Eidim is enough. Even the idea of Eidim la'achar zman, they don't have to see it for the Chalos. But at least you need Eidim. Just the Hochacha is not enough. Just the Hochacha that was given to her is not enough. You need Eidim for the creating the get. That's Eidei Chasima. And then you also need Eidim, according to Tosfos, for the passing over of the get. Because Hochacha alone is not enough. Hochacha that the get was given to her is not enough. You need actual Eidim. And Rabbeinu Tam, it's Rabbeinu Tam. But the Tosfos holds, no. You don't need actual Eidim for the Mesiris HaGet. All we need is a Hochacha that was given to her. Just like the idea of Eidim afterwards helps. They don't need Eidim B'Shas Maisa. For the Chalos, all you need is Yidia La'achar Zman. For the Maisa, you need Yidia B'Shas Maisa. But for the Chalos, Yidia La'achar Zman is okay for the Eidim. So we say in the same vein that Hochacha is enough. You don't need Eidim at all for the Chalos. And that's the giving over of the get is the Chalos. You don't need Eidim. And Rabbeinu Tam says, no. Yediyas Eidim for the Chalos, you're right, can be Lachar Zman, but you need Eidim. And Hochacha is not enough. So it emerges then. That also, according to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, they require Eidim B'Shanas Nesin. It's not what he said, the Etzim Maisa, because the Maisa Geirishin was already done B'Shizman Asiyas HaGet, but rather it's said Chalos HaGeirishin that's Chal B'Shas HaNesina. Now, in Tosis earlier, in the Gimel and Aleph, the Bar Maschil, the Rabbanan, they write, Legabe Hosaku Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon. The two Yosef Ben Shimons in town, and their wives have the same name. So according to Rav Meir, it's no good, because it's you need Muchach Mitocho. It's not Muchach Mitocho, because there are two Yosef Ben Shimons. According to Rav Elazar, it's no good, because they have to know, the Eidei Mesira have to know that this person was sent as a shliach by the Baal. And since the Eidei Mesira don't know he was sent by the Baal, because they're two Yosef Ben Shimons, so they don't know that the Baal sent this, they don't know these, the Eidei Mesira, that the right Yosef Ben Shimon sent him as a shliach, and therefore it's no good if the two Yosef Ben Shimons. So we pass this Lashon HaTosfos, it would appear that according to Rav Meir, the only issue is Muchach Mitocho, but not Mitzad Eidei Kiyum. He doesn't have a problem that there's no Eidei Kiyum, that they don't know that the Baal made him a shliach. And maybe they hold that according to Rav Meir, you don't require Eidim L'Kiyum Dover Shebei Erva. Not like the Maskan of Tosfos. Maskan of Tosfos is that you require Eidim, according to Rabbeinu Tam, right? That's the Maskan, the end of Tosfos. That you require Eidim, and they don't argue with him, that you require Eidim for the Chalos. You require Eidei Kiyum for the Chalos, you require Eidei Kiyum for the Mesira. But Lechara, Tosfos Gimel Amud Aleph doesn't hold that way. And therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, the only problem with Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon's is that it's not Muchach Mitocho, but not that you don't have Eidei Kiyum, we don't know that the husband made him a shliach, that doesn't bother us. However, it's not so pashut. Because in an earlier shir, Chaim explained, we actually gave this over. It's recorded for the whole world to hear. That Tos and Tosa Rush hold that even though the Shliach is Naaman, that the get is from the husband of this woman, because it's considered being Mevarer Davisha Be'erva, that Eid Echad is believed. Nevertheless, Linyan Eidei Kiyum, it's not enough. Because the na'amanus of the shliach is medin eirecha na'aman bisurim. And that is not good enough to be mevar the mitzias, that this is the get of the Baal HaIsha. There's only a beirur le'inyan dina. As far as the din is concerned, we can say that this aid is really the shliach of the husband and the gerishin is chal, but not as far as the etzem mitzias goes, as we explained in that shir, that this aid isn't good enough to be mevar the mitzias, just the din. But the problem is that Eidei Chalos have to see the Etzem Maisa. It's not enough that they have the Beirur L'inyan Dina. If they don't have a Beirur on the Etzem Mitzias, they didn't see it. So again, this Eid Echad, he's believed to be Mevarer Davar Shebe'era. But that's only L'inyan Dina. As far as the dinim are concerned, that we can follow L'inyan Dina. But if you need to see the mitzias, this eid echad is not like he cannot be mevara mitzias. He can only be mevara dinim. As again we discussed in that shir, you can look in Siman Yud Aleph of the Shari Chaim. So according to that, it would appear that this is all according to Rebbe Lazar, that we require eidim mitzad etzem ha'maisa, and therefore one is not enough, because we don't have an aid mitzad etzem ha'maisa, mitzad the mitzias of what happened. Hashem can, of course, mayor that aid and mitzira don't need to be mekayim the etzem maisa, like we explained. We only need these aidim because of the kiyum achalos. There would appear that it's enough that they know al pi ashliach. All these aidim have to do is know al pi this aid echa. They don't need to see the actual mitzias here, according to Reb Meir, as far as the chalos is concerned. All they need to do is have a hochacha, and this one person telling them is enough of a hochacha. That's enough for these eidim to testify. When the etzem maisa requires eidim l'kiyume, there you need eidus and the etzem mitzias for gufa maisa. But here, that it's only l'kiyum chalos hadin we require eidim, it's enough b'beiru chalos hadin. And l'inyan dina, they have a beiru on the get. They have this clarification that the get came from the right husband. So you have eidei kiyum. So now we understand why Rebbe's Tosa says, only Rebbe Lazar says that the issue is that they don't know that the Baal made a mishliach. Because you have to see the etzem ha-metzias. The eidei kiyum have to see the etzem ha-metzias. And they're not seeing it, because he's not believed linyan etzem mitzias. He's only believed linyan dina, this one aid. But according to Reb Meir, these eidei chalos aren't required to be mevar the mitzias, just the din. So it's enough if they tell the witnesses that he tells the witnesses he's a shliach of the Baal. And you're right, they're not witnessing. As far as the chalos is concerned, they're not witnessing the etzem ha-metzias, because he can't be made on the metzias, this aid. We don't believe him on the metzias. But it doesn't matter, because here they don't need to see the etzem ha-metzias. They just need a bare linyan din, and they have it. So obviously I'm not explaining enough, because we're not going into that whole other shir. But that's the yisod. So that's a beautiful havana now in Tosfos. Why only according to Rebbe Lazar the issue is that the Eidim don't know that the husband made a Mashliach? Because according to Rebbe Lazar, they have to witness the Etzem HaMetzias, these Eidei Kiyum. According to Rebbe Meir, they don't have to witness the Etzem HaMetzias. All they have to do is know that he's the right Shliach. And they know, however they know, they know. They know because he told them. And Linyan Dina, he's believed this one Eid. And therefore Rebbe Meir's problem is that it's not Muchach Mitocho, that's the problem. More later on, in Pevav Amid Beis, Rabbi Shnaim Shachu Shnei Gitten Shavim, this Arvu, and also in Shneim Lazu, Vishneim Lazu, two Shlichim, two of the same Gitten, they got mixed up, So each one gives both gittin. And this is not according to Rabbi Lazar, says the Gemara, because Rabbi Lazar holds Eidim Asira Karsi. And the Eidim Asira don't know Bahaim and Ayim Agarsha. And Abai says, no, even if you say it's according to Rabbi Lazar, maybe Rabbi Lazar only requires Ksiva Lishma. Who says Rabbi Lazar requires the Nesina Lishma? And therefore, give it to both women, both gets, and Shalma Yisrael. You don't need Nesina Lishma. And from there, Tosis proved that according to Rabbi Lazar, Eide Chasima are not enough without Eide Mesira. And all Eide Chasima are good for is a Raya. Because if Eide Chasima were enough, why isn't it good here? Forget about the fact that there are no Eide Mesira. But why isn't it enough to have the Eidei Chasima? You're right, there are no Eidei Mesira according to the first opinion. If you don't know Bahaim and Ayim Agarsha. So you're right, there are no Eidei Mesira, but they're Eidei Chasima. So it must be that Eidei Chasima are not enough, they're just good for a raya. Because Tosis holds that the Chisaron is not Be'etzem Hanesina. The Chisaron is in the Eidim. That the Eidim don't know, like the Lashon of the Gemara. The Lo Yadi, the Eidim don't know, the Haiminai Megarsha. The Eidim don't know which one, which get they're getting divorced. So who cares that they don't know which get they're getting divorced with? They have Eidei Chasima. So it must be that Eidei Chasima aren't enough. But the problem is not the Eidim, so Rashi explained that. But the problem is that Lashitas Reb Meir, Lashitas Rabbeinu Tam, that according to Reb Meir, you need Eidim B'Shas and Sinas Haget. Even according to Reb Meir, it's not going to be good, because the Eidim don't know Bahaim Yinayu Megarsha. That's a Shtar Kasha. What do you mean that it's only not according to Reb Elazar because you don't know Bahaim Yinayu Megarsha? It's also not good according to Reb Meir, because according to Rabbeinu Tam and Tesis, Reb Meir also requires that you have Eidim B'Shas HaNesina. So it's well known what Rabbeinu Chaim explains, look in the Imre Moshe of his Talmud in Siman Tezayin, that Rabbi Yirmiyah holds that we require Nesina Lishma. That's because according to Rabbi Lazar, the Mesira creates the Shtar. That's a Shvuyei Shtara. And therefore, just like the Ksiva requires Lishma, so the Mesira also requires Lishma, because the Mesira is part of the Asiyas HaShtar. Hashenken, according to Reb Meir, that you don't need Mesira LaShvuyei Shtara, just Mitzad, that the Gerishin require Eidim LeKiyuma, because Eidim LeShvuyei Shtara Mishnayim, you need to give it in front of two Eidim, you don't need Nesina Lishma. So again, according before Abaye, the fact that you need Nesina Lishma, that's only according to Reb Elazar, because that's a Shvuyei Shtara, but not according to Reb Meir. That's the Teretz of Reb Chaim. Reb Meir doesn't require two Eidim for a Shvuyei Shtara. And since Reb Meir doesn't require two Eidim for a Shvuyei Shtara, Mimela, he doesn't require Nesina Lishma. Nesina Lishma is only if you need the Eidim to create the Shtar. However, based on what we explain, we can say differently. That the M is also according to Reb Meir, we require Nesina Lishma. That just like according to Rebbe Lazar, the din Lishma is going on Vinasan, so too according to Reb Meir. But since the whole Chisara is not in the Nesina, but in the Eidim, like the Lashon of the Gemara, because the Emes there is Nesina Lishma, like the Oinig Yontov right to the end of the Sefer, why is Tarav is Beis Gittin Lo Chashiv Lishma? Why is it different than Zvachim Shinis Arvu? That you just give each Zevach for whichever carbon it's supposed to be. You don't know which one it's for. So you do the Avoz and you say whichever carbon it's supposed to be. So what's the problem with Lishma here? So what's the problem with Tarav is by Gittin? If you don't have Tarav is by Zvachim. So Baal Korchenu, that Be'emes Nesina V'Tarovus is considered Lishma. And the Chisaron is Mitzat the Eidim, that they don't know Bahaim Minayim Megarsha, because they're not seeing Nesina Lishma. So that Mimon of Shechta is Nesina, that's not considered Riyas Eidim. But that's all according to Rebbe Lazar, that the Etzem Maisa requires Eidim. like we said, Ashviyesh Tara. So the Etzim Maisa requires Eidim. And therefore, if they're not seeing the Nesina Lishma, it's considered as a Chisaron in the Eidim. It's felt in the Eidim. Neri'as Eidim, as they would say. Mashenken, according to Reb Meir, that we don't require Eidim for the Kiyum HaMaisa. We only require Eidim for the Chalos of the Maisa. So the Eidim don't have to see the Nesina Lishma. That they know that Mimanavshach, they're both Grushos, that's enough. Nothing more is required, because Ein Achinami, you have a perfect Nesina Lishma. And just the Eidim, the Chisaron and the Eidim, but that's only according to Rebbe Lazar, who holds that the Eidim create the Shtar. So they have to know which one is for which. But according to Rebbe Meir, that the Eidim aren't creating the Shtar, for him he has a much lower bar. All he requires is that the Eidim see the giving over. They saw the giving over was given Lishma Shalom Al Yisrael. They don't know which is for which, that's not a problem. It's only a problem when it's a Shvuye Shtar. There we raise the bar. Obviously they need to know to create the Shtar, which one is for which. But if you're not creating a Shtar, they just have to witness the act. They witnessed it. It's Lishma, no problem. So that's Mamish Kavaldik. And we're going to give ourselves a bracha that we should be Zerch, Alum, Odulam, Lishma, Olas, Lakaim, Skolivay, Samotoros, Vihava, Amen, Vihamein, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.